With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Small business owners looking to take out a loan can now do so through smartphone apps instead of a bank. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Tesla has named a pair of new independent directors to a board that has been under fire for its oversight of chief executive Elon Musk. The two new directors are Oracle chairman Larry Ellison, a tech industry luminary who's been a public booster of Tesla and who calls Musk a close friend, and Kathleen Wilson-Thompson, the global head of human resources for Walgreens Boots Alliance. Their addition fulfills the terms of Tesla's September agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission to settle claims that Mr. Musk misled investors when he claimed this year to have funding to take the Silicon Valley carmaker private. Amazon's connection to New York could grow beyond its planned new headquarters there. Sources say the New York Yankees are in talks with Amazon and broadcaster Sinclair about partnering to bid for YES, the Yankees regional sports network. YES is among the 21st Century Fox assets that Walt Disney is required to sell for the government to approve its purchase of the majority of the company. The Yankees own 20% of YES and have first dibs on acquiring the remaining 80%. Still ahead, more small businesses are taking out loans through apps. Small business owners frequently rely on loans to help their companies grow, and until recently, the loans have always come from traditional institutions like banks. But now more businesses are getting loans from smartphone apps. The Wall Street Journal says Square, the credit card reader, and other tech giants have jumped into the banking business. Peter Rudiger of the Journal wrote the story, a $150,000 small business loan from an app, which you can find at WSJ.com. Peter joins us now. Peter, I imagine that this would be a tempting offer for small businesses, you know, not having to go through the hassle of trying to get approval from a bank for a loan.
For sure, for a couple reasons. One, banks deny a lot more applicants than they accept, especially in small business terms. And the process of applying is pretty onerous. Sometimes you have to fill out reams and reams of applications. Sometimes you have to submit to have your personal credit checked, which can have an effect on your credit score if you get denied. And at the end of the day, they really want to focus on businesses that are bigger than mom-and-pop shops. Tech companies, on the other hand, have much wider reach. You can get a loan without applying often. Square, PayPal, Amazon, some of the companies we mentioned in our piece, proactively reach out to customers, just observing some of their data that they look through their platforms. For Square, it's credit card sales through the credit card reader. For PayPal, it's what they sell online through PayPal customers, and say, I think you'd be creditworthy, and here's an offer. Click here to accept.
You profiled one person, a man in Texas who owns a restaurant and food truck who got a loan through Square.
That's right. Billy Joe Wilson is his name. He runs a food truck and now a gastropub in Port Aransas, Texas, on the Gulf Coast. He was in his food truck one day cooking, and he got a notice on his Square tablet asking if he wanted to borrow $5,000. He didn't know that Square made loans. He was a little intrigued. He said yes. With a few swipes, the money was in his account in a few days. He paid it back. Square takes a little piece of his daily sales, so it automatically, you don't have to mail in a check to them. They take that back automatically. And if you keep up the good work, they'll offer you more loans. He eventually borrowed more than $150,000 from them.
You also profile Square. As mentioned, it's a payment processor that makes credit card readers, which plug into smartphones. Isn't it planning to open its own bank?
That's right. So most people who listen to this podcast would know Square as from your local coffee shop or flea market. You know, you give your credit card, they swipe the phone or the tablet that they spin around and ask you for a tip. It actually has been making inroads in the banking business for a number of years. So this lending program, Square Capital, was first dreamed up in 2013. Just last week, they took a leap into the banking business, as you say. They applied to open their own bank in Utah, and that would allow them to make loans more widely to small businesses, but also accept deposit accounts for small businesses and the general public that would actually be insured by the FDIC.
Well, would this new bank, Square Capital, include making loans to individual consumers?
That's one of the things being discussed at Square right now, whether the next expansion of the business should involve consumer loans. So Square Capital, the lending program, recently started a consumer lending business that if you, let's say, shop at a Square merchant, maybe it's a wedding photographer who processes payments using Square. They can offer you a installment plan. Do you want to pay for your wedding photographs over 3 months or 6 months or 10 months? And executives are talking about maybe even expanding the Square Capital program to what's known as Cash App. Square has this app for consumers on their phone that allow you to send money to friends, and more than 7 million people use that app. Could they one day take out a consumer loan from Square? That's being discussed. Now, as far as whether that consumer business is going into the bank that they're applying for, they don't mention that in their application materials. Maybe one day that could change, but for right now, in terms of lending through this Square bank called Square Financial Services, that would mostly be for small businesses.
Now, we mentioned the $150,000 loan that this person in Texas got. Aren't these typically small loans, though? What would you say the average loan size is, or is that hard to say?
Very small compared to what banks lend at. So average Square Capital loan in the third quarter is around $6,500. You know, banks typically make loans in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, so it's really not competitive with banks at that level. You know, as businesses grow bigger, the loan sizes can increase. And, you know, the thought is if Square can lock in a customer at the beginning, offering them that small loan, as they graduate and their needs, increase and they need larger loan sizes, they might have more affinity for Square than going down to the bank to apply for a loan.
What about these other tech companies, Peter, offering loans to small businesses, you know, PayPal, Intuit? Haven't they been at this for a while?
Some have. Some are more recent entrants. So PayPal has also been at this since 2013. Amazon started their lending program in 2011, I believe, 2011 or 12. But, you know, seeing the success of those companies and how those programs have grown have gotten more companies interested in offering something similar. So Intuit, the maker of TurboTax and QuickBooks accounting software for small businesses, last year they started a lending program where you can get a loan from Intuit. And that's based on some of the data that you have in your accounting statements that are kept at QuickBooks. First Data, which is another payments processor, they own a Square competitor called Clover. They recently started a Clover Capital business, much like Square Capital, making loans to small businesses based on credit card sales that they see through the terminal.
We've touched upon the likely advantages of getting a loan through an app like Square, but what are the risks and disadvantages both for the customer and for these apps that are offering loans?
Compared to what banks offer in terms of pricing of loans, the Squares, PayPals of the world can be more expensive. Now, that's because banks have this vast store of consumer deposits that are very low cost. They can lend at lower rates than a Square or a PayPal, or some of whom sell these loans to outside investors. And those investors want to return more than definitely the bank has to offer their depositors to keep loans there. So price is one. Second, I mentioned having to sell these loans to outside investors, and that requires them to keep wanting to buy. Unlike a bank that has a lot of deposits, they can lend pretty reliably. A lot of it depends on the appetite in the credit markets for buying Square loans. So they might not always be there. There have been some quarters in the past where Square's growth has slowed in Square Capital because of conditions in the credit markets, and that could happen again.
And I imagine some prospective loan customers just prefer talking to a real live person.
That's right. A lot of customers report seamless experiences, and it's very easy. I talked to one customer of Square Capital who's a cupcake shop in Connecticut, Hardcore Sweets Bakery. They had a very good experience with Square Capital for a while until an old tax lien was discovered on their business. All they wanted to do was talk to a person at Square to try to figure out how they could fix it and get another loan. And they just had real trouble reaching a human being. A lot of emails to a kind of corporate faceless email address and, you know, comments on an online message board, but sometimes they just wanted human interaction, and in this case, they couldn't get it.
And the company just stopped talking to this person.
Basically.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger joining us in our studio. Thanks, Peter.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.